Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose.
Welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show. Well, it's week 246 and we have a beautiful special guest today by the name of Laura Peerett, and she's an intuitive energy and sound healer and is a spiritual channel healer and teacher channeling her own healing system, the light process. Laura is passionate about helping you to heal and transform your life to experience your own true light and joy. And she will be taking callers when she gets on. And the call-in number is 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. Well, this is John Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom. And I'm going to send everybody out there a great big cosmic kiss. So here we go. Did you get that? And let's have a great big group hug, because this is a show where we join everybody all around the world and send light all around the world and join in one great big circle of love and light. Well, before we actually bring our special guest on, she's in Kentucky, just near Cincinnati is the nearest big city. And normally about this time of the show, we join up with the lovely Gary Moore, but I can't see him online, so I don't know where he is, but never mind. Before we actually bring our special guest on, we do have a song that she would like us to play, and it's called Kodoish, Kodoish, Kodoish. And I do have this on the switchboard somewhere, but you might know it's going to be one of those things. Mercury, is it still in retrograde? Because The song has actually disappeared. And I've lost my switchboard now. It's disappeared offline, but just one minute. Not to worry, I'll get it back on again in a second. And we're going to hopefully be joined later on with Miss Magical, because our special guest Laura does speak the language of light, as does Miss Magical, who is also a sound healer. And so we're hoping to get them on and see if they can understand each other. Now, it may not be possible because the two languages might come from different parts of the universe. So, you know, they may not be able to understand each other, or they may be able to communicate in another way with the language of light. Okay then, before we bring our Laura on, we're going to play this lovely song.
Good eyes, good eyes, good eyes, Sharanai Sabai.
What a lovely song that is. Code of Wish, Code of Wish, Code of Wish. And we're going to bring Laura online right now. Are you there, Laura? When you've unmuted your mic.
Yes. I had to switch screens to find the mute button. Yes, hello. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Welcome to the show, and we're thrilled to have you. Thank you so much for agreeing to be guest.
Oh, my joy.
And I think you were speaking about the language of light a little bit earlier on, weren't you, to me? And we do have Miss Magical, and she's in the chat room right now. And I thought it would be really interesting if we could link up with her and see, you know, if you both speak, if you can understand each other. You may be able to do. It's
yeah,
up to
in,
you.
In my experience, I don't even understand what I'm saying. But there is a exchange that happens when two people speaking light language are sharing, and it usually flows very much like a conversation. And
yes,
we're both being guided intuitively, and so she can begin if she'd like, and or I can, whatever, and we will just see how it evolves, if you wish.
Well, we'll just try getting her online with you. I'll just see
okay.
if I can patch her in.
Okay.
She's in the chat room, and she said she's there now, so I shall just try calling her, see if she can pick up the call. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Miss Magical. How are you?
Hi, Jan.
How's it going?
Going very well.
Lovely. And are you writing plenty of new stuff, new songs?
Do you know what? I've been having a bit of a quiet time on the writing,
mm-hmm.
but just recently started something. So just been taking some time out, really.
Yeah, well, sometimes you need to do that. Well, I've been on a roll. I've been writing one a week. I can't believe.
Awesome.
But anyway, we have a lovely guest by the name of Laura Pierrot, and she speaks the language of light. And so I thought, wouldn't it be good? I've never done this before. I've got two guests on speaking the language of light. Wouldn't it be good if you can understand each other? But if you can't, I mean, obviously it's coming from different sides of the universe. So would you like to say something to Laura?
Well, I just wanted to say that, anyway, for me, the language, I call it the language of light. It's more of a feeling. I don't know how you feel about this, Laura.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, I agree. I was telling her, I don't even understand what I say. So I don't expect to understand what you say, but there is an exchange of energy that always comes from love.
Yes. And for me, I mean, I've been channeling, you know, lyrics for like 20 years. And then when I sing in the language, it's like when I'm channeling, I'm translating the feeling into the words for the song.
Uh-huh.
And then when I'm singing in the language, there's no translation. It's like just the feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. In fact, recently, I very frequently say, alo, ala, ala. Let me think. See, if I'm not in channel, I can't even make it up. Alo, ala, ala, something, ama. Isn't that funny? So it clearly comes from through channeling and not through the mind. But when I say it so often that I recently said, okay, so what is the meaning of this phrase I repeat so often? And they gave me about 15 different expressions that were all very similar, which really sort of boiled down to the divine presence dwells within, or I am. You know, and so to translate these languages when there's multiple meanings, like the word namaste or aloha, shalom, we have a feeling state that is expressed in a word that means more than one thing.
Yes, yeah.
So it's really hard to translate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when I sing the language, I often say to people, you know, don't be attached to the syllables and trying to give them meaning. Just
exactly.
really feel on a heart level when we see the transmission of the channeling rather than trying to work it out, because you know if you were trying to work out and you were singing, you'd never get it out, would you?
No, and it doesn't actually come through the mind. It comes through the entire like heart mind complex that we're in. As we are in the oneness, consciousness, I guess is a better word for it. So it comes through a full body, like my hands are going, my eyes are moving and directing energy. I'm really doing this as a full body expression through the heart. And I can't even do it on purpose, as I, you know, try to just remember and tell you a phrase I repeat all the time. But when I'm in channel, it comes through effortlessly, and I can go for 4 straight hours and not even take a break. So it's,
I think I've seen you on YouTube maybe a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and you're doing a lot with your hands, right?
Right. There's quite a few of us that do that, right?
Right. But I remember seeing somebody do, you know, speak the language, and I've heard other people sing it, and mm-hmm. And so, oh my goodness, thank gosh, thank goddess. It's not just me, because I first sang in the language on Glastonbury Tour, which is a very sacred place in England,
sure.
about 20 years ago. And I was alone, and I thought, I'm not showing this to anybody. You know, already kids will think I'm mad, you know, and I really kept it to myself. And for many, many years, until I met a beautiful lady, Shira Hart, who does sing in the language, but it's a different kind of dialect to me, if
mm-hmm,
you could get
sure.
that. And then I just realized that it's something that you know, I should be letting through.
Right.
So occasionally I do.
I had a reading once, and I said, so what are my current blocks to personal growth and evolution? And they said, fear of ridicule and lack of authenticity. And I worked 2 straight years on that, because how can you possibly be authentic when you're constantly fearing ridicule? And this was even strange among my strange friends who are psychics and healers and all of that, you know? And I even felt outside of that community with this. And so it really took a lot of just getting out, you know, over myself and my fear, and just being present and authentic and allowing the beauty and the gift of grace to flow through, and realize, you know, it isn't me, it isn't about me, it's just really so much bigger. It's about the bigger I am that we all are.
Yeah, and I totally honor you for what you're doing, because I know how hard that is. I know what a challenge that has been in the past, to bring that language forth. And it really is like, you know, standing on a table and taking your clothes off in public. You know, you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, why me? You know, I really don't want to do that. People think you're crazy. But once you get out of the way and you get that fear, like you just said, you get it handled, then you just bring it through. And there have been times I've sung that language to myself in the mirror, and I can go very deep into it. And I cry, you know, because it's honesty. And for me, the message is, we love you so much. They love us so much.
Absolutely.
And I never worry about being laughed at, because I always think to myself, the early Christians were stoned and thrown to lions for their beliefs. And even now in parts of the world, people are being stoned because they're Christians. And so, you know, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but calling names won't hurt me. I always think of, so
right.
I never worry.
Know, so many light workers are actually remembering, or at some almost, you know, cellular level, hesitant to open up, because we had that done to us. And while we may not have a conscious memory, the mm-hmm. fear is so deeply embedded. And you may have people in your audience with the same experiences. And I just want to say, that is not this time. And, you know, we're not going to be burned at a stake, not in this country, you know. So, you know, try to free yourself, to just let the love flow through you in whatever form your truest self has in store for you.
Mm-hmm. So because you're not both channeling the light language at the minute, you won't be able to speak to each other.
Oh, we can begin it if you wish, if Ms. Magical would like to.
I'd like to, but I'd probably sing it, just because that's the way it would come to me. I do occasionally speak it, but mm-hmm. It's rare for me. I have to really be in that space.
Well, if you want to sing it, I will just chime in, and maybe we'll harmonize and just channel together.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Different.
Okay. It's an experiment.
Yes, it is. And we'll have to have you back on again really soon, Laura, in case we don't get round to everything you wanted to do.
Well, I'll keep it very brief. Here we go. Sumineta inyo mahaye Tundamahe yunokute tanyo uzuma eye u Tanahaye maye yuma Chukuzuma initi na yehi
Ia tomaha aleha doma anea aleha oma. Go ahead. Back to you.
Tina haima.
Ia doma.
Tina haima.
Aneki haromaha.
I tired at that, and I was tingling, Laura.
Who's speaking now?
Miss Magical.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was really getting a real third eye and heart connection.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't want to interrupt, but I knew that we were trying to do this as a unity of one, so I went ahead.
We'll have to get you back on again soon, both of you together, but at the moment, you're cutting out a bit, Miss Magical.
Okay, well, I'll gracefully go back to the chat and wish you every luck with the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Magical, I just want to thank you for your light and love in the world, because it comes through your songs and your beauty. And it just, you know, even if no one hears us, this is so important to share.
Yes.
Because I kept being frustrated by being so small. I was raising my children, and I didn't really have time to be out in the world in a big way, and I was worried I wasn't doing enough. And what the guys were saying is, if no one ever sees or hears, it's okay, because you're bringing it from source, from God's mind through you into this plane, and that's what's important. And all the rest is icing on top.
About a flower, there are flowers that bloom where nobody ever sees them, but
exactly.
They're here doing their thing, and we're here doing ours.
Right. So, you know, nothing's ever wasted in this universe, and anyone who's listening, if you have a drawing you make that you don't feel confident to share because you think it's strange, or, oh my gosh, I had a 5-year-old tell me, you don't draw very well, when I was doing automatic, channeling drawing. And I know that I was drawing energies of the universe, and they were showing me these knotty points where energy is correct, but it looked like a big scribble. And a 5-year-old was just, you know, wagging her finger at me. So if you're out there and you have these singing and artistic or, you know, healing, maybe just prayers to the world, you know, never think that's not enough, even if no one else sees it or experiences it directly.
That's so true. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, Miss Magical. Could you hang up at your end in case we all get cut off if I try to do it?
Blessings, sweet one.
Many blessings.
And to you, Miss Magical, and you'll find Miss Magical on YouTube. What's your name on there, Miss Magical 5?
You can go to my website, www.missmagicalmusic.com. That's Miss Magical with a K. And please accept my album. It's free, and you can give it away freely. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. And we're hoping to get Miss Magical back on as a guest on her own soon. But in the meantime, we have the lovely Laura. So did you want to say anything before we bring any callers on, Laura? We do have two or three callers on switchboard.
Okay, great. I just wanted to welcome you and thank you and ask everyone, as we proceed, we're all going to be holding space in our heart for the caller. We're a collective, and I'm sure that you already know that, and you've been doing this many times before. So just reminding everyone to drop out of your heads and get into your hearts and help hold the space for all the callers. because as the caller asks for their needs to be met, we're going to globalize their need, their intention, so that everybody can piggyback on that and receive healing too. Because we have universal issues that are common to everyone. So even if it's a particular, say, relationship, the issue is a relationship with a particular person for the caller, we all can use healing with relationships. So just go ahead and ask to receive whatever is in your highest and best from the energies being offered to the callers, and you'll get it too.
And I'd also like to send out special healing to Jivanda, one of our Blog Talk hosts, and she received a concussion at work a while ago, and she's not getting better as quickly as she could, as she should. And so if everyone wouldn't mind sending energy out to Jivanda, Yolanda de Jong, and let's get her better quick. Thank you. Thanks for that, Laura. Mm-hmm. So, did you want to tell us any more about your work?
Well, I came into this work of healing through my own physical illnesses with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. So without having the allopathic solution from the medical system, my dad was a surgeon, my sister is a nurse, and I always looked to that system, and it wasn't available for that condition. So it forced me to look elsewhere and to look inward and to find holistic and alternative practices, which really did make a difference. And Reiki healing and healing touch were very huge in the early stages of my recovery. But literally after 4.5 years of daily suffering with pain and exhaustion, and I was raising twin babies, literally I took a weekend class in Reiki, and by 8 weeks I was significantly better. Like, the pain was extraordinarily, I would say I was well into my road of healing. And then for 2 more years I worked with, continued working with healing and meditation and yoga and a naturopath, rebuilding my systems back, and I'm completely well. And so that really gave me a passion. I just felt like I got my life back. Mm-hmm. And now, how can I serve? How can I give thanks for that by helping others? So that's why I'm doing what I do. But what came in differently, you know, that was all the traditional healing modalities, Reiki, reconnective healing, the reconnection with Eric Pearl, and theta healing. But in the midst of all that, all of this light language just began one day spontaneously. And more people are awakening to these light languages spontaneously, and you may find the same after listening to them. So it just became a real dominant part of my work. And at a point about 2 years ago, after I'm 14 years into this journey, I was really told to stop using other people's meditation CDs and doing my work under my breath quietly in the background in my meditation groups. It was time to really own my work and do it. So that's what I've been doing since. And pretty much almost all online. And one thing mm-hmm. I do want to share with everybody is there is something free. It comes out every day. It's a light language immersion journey that Spirit asked me to begin. It started January 1st this year, so we're a little bit over 6 months in. And if you go to my website, which is Laura, LauraPierArtt.com, you'll see a Hubble Space Telescope spiral image, and right there in that box is a place you can put your email, and you'll start to get it at number one. Mm-hmm. If you just look at the posts every day, you'll be where we are 6 months in. But it's a 5 to 15 minute recording. It's free. You are welcome to share it through Facebook and social media and such with others, and let's just plant these seeds of love and healing and ascension energies for everybody. Mm-hmm. Far and wide, just scatter the seeds wherever you can and let it bless you.
Yeah. Well, Demi One in the chat room is saying that he's listened to your emails for a while and he's not sure what he's supposed to be getting from it. Do you want to just sort of advise him on that, Laura?
Yes. For one thing, not to be trying to experience something in particular, like comparing it to other things you've experienced, because light language really bypasses the mind. And if you're trying to understand it through the mind or as a translation, you're going to limit your experience with it. In fact, at one point in, I was asking in a reading, what is all this for? What does it mean? What does it do? And I was told that if the mind needs to know, then the gift will diminish within me. And so I just had to get okay with not knowing, you know, and become really understanding that not all wisdom is knowledge. So what I would say to you is, first of all, be sure that you're not trying too hard. And just relax, get in your heart, and just have a feeling and allow it to move you. There's quite a few comments from other people having experiences that I'm posting on Facebook, not my LauraPerrette.com Facebook page, but the Laura Perrette Channeling Healing and Ascension Energies Facebook page. So mm-hmm. you can go there and hear and listen to what other people are experiencing if you need to sort of compare your experiences that way. But most people are telling me that it feels like it feels familiar. It feels loving. They feel huge transformations, but they can't really put it into words, and they can't define it, and they can't really even tell me why it feels familiar to them, because it's not something, you know, actually that they've heard before. So if you want to text a little bit more here in the chat line, maybe I'll understand a little more.
I think you've got to feel it through your heart chakra,
right,
don't you, rather than trying to make sense of it with your mind. Because once you bring the mind in, you've disconnected from source.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, the mind is just, the mind is extremely useful. And I'll tell you an image that Spirit gave me recently about the current work I'm doing and the shifts we're in. And it's kind of like those televisions that have a big screen with a little bitty screen in the corner where you can watch the other show. You're trying to watch two shows. And what they were showing me is, a lot of my recent work has to do with the Holy Spirit and the energy of the Shekinah, which is, according to the Jewish text, you know, it's called the divine feminine energy of God that was withdrawn in the Garden of Eden. So I'm working right now with Paradise Codes and journeying to the gates of paradise, heaven. And what they were showing me is Spirit, God, Holy Spirit, never actually left the plane of Earth. We lost our ability to experience it. So when they talk about the fallen consciousness, we lost our ability to rise up to a high enough frequency to directly experience that. So what they were showing me is, it's like the TV screen, we got in our mind as a really big screen, and we sort of shoved off in the corner as a little tiny TV screen, the heart. And this whole time we're in is reversing that. And we're choosing to really tune into the heart, which is putting that on the big screen in front of us. And the mind is important, and the mind does serve us. But we want the mind to be serving the heart. So we're sticking the mind off in that little corner and referencing it when we need it.
Hmm.
But we're allowing the heart to be the big screen in front of us to guide and direct our life.
That's a really good analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
And the light language is helping us do that. What they're really showing me is nothing is wasted, and everybody has a different way of, you know, there's an infinite number of ways to get back to oneness, to get back to who we truly are.
Yeah.
And we're all going to be resonating with something that works for us, and not, you know, light language may not work for everybody, and that's perfectly acceptable. But what we're doing is bringing back and remembering a lot from our past lives and our lives where we really were masters or had great divine qualities of one aspect or another. And we're at a cellular level reactivating those. And light language does help reactivate that, our true gifts, our greater sense of self, our I am whole body existence, expression. And light language does help activate and trigger that. It carries a lot of light codes and frequencies that literally vibrate the cells, vibrate the DNA, and wake it up, shaking out. And I see it a lot with a lot of spinning and clockwise and counterclockwise spins, which, like a centrifuge, you know, really spins out a lot that's no longer serving us when you give permission for that.
Mm.
So it's a very powerful transformative process without having to go in through some of the older and more traditional processes of finding each thought, each belief, each negative expression or trauma, and working through each one. This instead entrains you to a non-dual, meaning whole light, frequency, from source, from the Elohim, from the angelic realm, from our star family, where they're already in the fifth dimension and they're not limited by duality. So as you listen to these sounds and tones and mantras and songs and energies, you begin to just entrain up effortlessly. And back in Thanksgiving time when they asked me to create this A Daily Dose of Love, which is the blog I was telling you about that's free and comes out every day, they said humanity's exhausted. There's nothing wrong with the systems out there, but not everybody has it within them, either financially or emotionally, to go and learn a system and practice it with that kind of dedication. And so they asked me to do this so that it would be like soaking a nice hot bath at the end of the day, or beginning your day with a cleansing shower of love and light that would help set your tone, your energy, and your feeling state for the day.
Yeah.
Or cleanse it at the end of the day. And anytime, just it's a reset button. So
yeah.
what they're really asking is to provide something effortless and easy for people to entrain up to a higher frequency. You know, they gave me the name for my website as Humanity Rising, but that's the name of my work. So it's all about the ascension and raising people's frequency. And when you raise your frequency, your consciousness just naturally raises with it. Now, we can do that, you know, bit by bit, belief by belief, feeling by belief, feeling. And I have done that, and I have some good systems for that. But that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know? Or you can just start listening to these higher non-dual frequencies of pure love and light, and you will just begin to dissolve all that other stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting. And when I've heard anybody speaking or singing the language of light, even if they don't understand each other, to me, it always sounds a bit Hawaiian. Now, it probably doesn't do to a Hawaiian person, but to me, it sounds like a Hawaiian language.
Well, the funny thing is, I was doing this with six friends of mine. We're around listening, and I was just going around and giving a blessing to each one. And everybody heard it differently. So somebody in the group said it was Hawaiian, and that's what's reminding me of this story. Someone else said, no way, that's American Indian. Somebody else said, no, that's Chinese. Someone else said, and it went around the circle. Someone else was like, that's Lemurian, and someone else was, that's Aramaic. And it was just such a giggle to me because people will hear it in the way that it works for them. Their higher self is guiding this. Their cellular nature is hearing this. Their memories, their ancient memories are experiencing it. And they're going to experience it in the way that's most powerful for them, most useful.
Yeah.
And so it's very interesting because I really believe a lot of our earth languages, our ancient ones, like, you know, Sanskrit and Hebrew and Polynesian languages, you know, many of our ancient earth languages were derived, I believe, from the cellular memory of these, you know, universal languages of love, of peace, of non-dual fifth dimensional divine templates and beyond and higher.
Yeah. Well, someone in the chat room is asking if you can use your language, and I said you will be doing, but you would prefer to get a caller online, wouldn't you? And
well, I always do it with intention because it's not a parlor trick. It's very sacred. And so if I have a caller or if one of the people in the chat room would like to put forth an intention or we can offer a blessing, anything that is, you know, ask and ye shall receive.
Yeah.
So anything that's asked for, we can honor and bless with a light language response, if you will, or energy transmission.
Yeah, well, somebody else is saying it sounds like Hawaiian to me since she said Haleakala, which sounds a lot like that volcano.
I've been to Haleakala.
In 12-12-12,
I was at, my guides told me to go to, oh gosh, what's the one on the big island? Kilauea, right? And I was doing the light language at Kilauea, and oh my gosh, it was so powerful.
Wow. Well, we actually do have a few callers, and we've had one from area code 661 online for 25 minutes. So can we bring those on now? Thank you.
That's my fun.
Okay. Hello, area code 661. You're live on air with Laura. Who are you? Where are you calling from? What's your name, please? 661.
Hello?
Are you there? Hello. Oh, is that you, Jumpy?
Hiya,
Jumpy. All right,
hello.
Thanks. I'm glad you managed to get here because you were struggling with the link, weren't you?
Yes, I was. How are you guys?
We are wonderful. I'm so excited you called in. How may we honor you
thank
today?
You. Thank you. I wanted to Felicia, she has something to say to me.
You just wish for me to bring through what is perfect for you is what you're asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jumpy's from Brazil. It is a worldwide
from São Paulo, yes.
Okay. And I'll just say that actually this is perfect because often a person doesn't know what's wrong or what they need. They just want to receive what is in their highest and best for the moment. And we're always working with your higher self, and we can just tune into that. And one of the things that I've begun offering for that is for about half the price of a healing session, I can record a custom CD or a download, I'll send it to you as an MP3 file. So like what Jumpe is doing right now is calling and asking, what is it I need in this moment? And we could actually create a CD or a MP3 file and email it for you, custom made for you. So Jumpe, I'm going to tune into you and we're going to do this, but we're also going to invite the audience to receive whatever part of this is also perfect for them because we are working with non-dual whole light frequencies of love, and that is something everybody can benefit from. So aleki alokai wa kotakasi kai hala e sakai omakai aleki aloko takasa hante e sakai wa kochi wa kolakai hala e saki awakoshi awakoshi hala e sakai ochi wa kotakasa habakai otakasi kai wa kolakai hala e sakai omakai aleki aloko takasa hatata tata tata atata 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 otata tata tata amakai aleki aloko takasa o ma salakai wa Aleki aloko ya wa. Omakai, Eliki, Alako, Alakai, Omakai, Eliki, Alako, Alakai, Oma, Eawa, Oma, Alaki, Ama, Alakai, Om, Aliki, Alokaiawa, Uyamakaiwa, Kosa, Umas, Alakai, E, Alokoyawa, Kosi, Alakaiawa, Ko, Amakai, Eliki, Alako, Takasa, Oma, Uyamaha. I'm going to interrupt here for a minute just to tell you what I'm doing and ask you for you to set an intention with me. And there's a lot going off to what is my left side, which to me is the past. And we're really working to bring it into alignment with your center column of light in the now. And a lot of joy energy is coming in. So if you would just give your full and complete permission to release whatever is in the past that no longer serves you and any unforgiveness, any blame, judgment, expectation or need, just let it be dissolved into the highest and best expression for this now. Okay?
Okay. Okay,
okay,
great.
Join me with that? Okay. Aki alokai wa komakai. Eliki alokai wa. Aleki aloko takasa om. Aleki aloko takasa om. Eawa kolakai omakai. Eliki aloko takasa om. Ale alokai wa. Do you feel that? It's coming in much stronger now that we have your full alignment with us. Aki alokai wa kotakasi kalakai. Uma salakai. Eliki. It's like dropping into your lower chakras now that we've got you on board. Aki alokai wa kotakasi kalakai. Aliki aloko takasa. Omakai. Eliki aloko takasa. Okai wa kotasa. Aliki alokai. Ale. Alo. Ala. Ama, ana, om. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Aki alo kai wa om. Eo wa kola kai om. Ala ki alo kai wa om. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Aki alo kai om al, om al, om. Take a nice deep breath, everybody. Aleki alako takasa omkai eleki alako takasa omkai eleki alako takasa om. Oh yeah, my ale atma ale alo ala ama ana om. Urma 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 om. Ale alo ala ana ana om. Eawa kolakai omakai eleki alako takasa om. Now drop a nice grounding chord. You're much more centered, much more aligned. And this work is really about bringing in your true light so that you can be fully aligned in that which you are. So giving permission to ground that which you are into your now, into this now, into the earth. Be deeply supported by the earth here now. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Om. Iawa kolakai om. Ha! Oh. Hama, hom, hala, hom, hala, hom, hala, hom. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Shum. Woo! better.
I can feel that in my chakras as well. Brilliant.
Yeah, it should be doing this for everybody who's given permission for it.
Very cool.
Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Which is the phrase I was trying to remember earlier with my mind and couldn't. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Let the joy in.
Fill you
with joy, light, light, love, peace, heart. Feel the oneness. You're not alone. Never have been. Never will be. Unify now. Be a unity of one. You're now. And so it is. Hello.
Okay, Jesse.
How can I contact her privacy?
On her website, www.laurapirat.com.
Okay, great. I got it.
It's in the chat room.
Okay.
Okay, then. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friends. I love you all.
Thank you for bringing that gift for everybody. Yeah, thank you. Remember, everyone, as we heal ourselves, we heal the collective.
That's true.
So
yeah.
Every bit of work that you step up and ask for help healing, or you heal on your own with your own methods, every bit of that matters.
Of course.
Yeah.
So we'll put Jampi back on mute because we've got another caller been waiting 27 minutes.
Okay.
If you're ready to
take
it. So thank you for your call, Jumpy. Lovely to hear from you again.
Bye-bye, my dear.
Okay. So we put Jumpy back on mute, and we'll bring caller from 859 area code on.
That's where I am.
859.
Yeah, that's my area
code, yeah. Oh, that's yours?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Somebody must live near you.
Okay, so where you're calling from. Hello.
Hello, yeah. Hi, Laura.
Hi, who is this?
Lisa.
Lisa which? Which Lisa?
Lisa M. from Fort Thomas, on North Fort Thomas.
Hello. The one that's going to help me find homes for my kitties?
Yes,
I know who you are. Hello. Thank you.
I've been listening and loving your show this evening, or actually early evening.
Can I give it away that you speak light language too?
Sure.
Which, yes. So this is someone that I spoke light language when we were in an exercise class together, and she didn't know what it was, but has been speaking it for years and didn't know what it was. So it was a beautiful moment to affirm that. So any of you out there who might be speaking these languages and questioning yourselves, it's a beautiful, sacred, loving gift. Let it in.
Wow.
Yeah. So Lisa, how may I honor you today?
Well, I've injured both of my legs with muscles that have been pulled, and they've been bothering me for a couple months now, and I'm trying to bring in the light and try to work with healing. And I've been listening to your show, and I've had in the past, I've received healings from you with when I've been in your class. So I'm working, you know, on trying to receive that. So that's really what my issue is this evening.
Okay, great. And I'm going to remind you to go subscribe to A Daily Dose of Love so you'll get it every day, get these energies every day. Okay, and so, again, I'm going to invite the entire audience listening to ask for physical healing or whatever way that what we're offering to Lisa can benefit you. So open your heart to receive. Okay? Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Haki awako, shi. Haki awako, alakai. Uchi awako che eta. Hataka atakai eki awa otaka ot at. Alakai awa mbaha. E awa koshi awako. Akai awa kotaka sika mbahasa. E awa kola kai awa oshi awako. Ui awa kola ke esa. Ho 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 ho. Ha ha ha. Ho ha ha. E wa ko la kai e le ki a la ko takasa. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. E wa ko takasi kai e le ki a la ko takasa. O ya kai e wa ko la kai omakai e le ki a lo kai om. Ale, alo, ala, woohoo, ala, ama, ana, om. When I do this woohoo thing, it's because I'm getting jolts. It's like somebody just stuck an electric cord through, you know, into me. So yeah, I don't know. What are you feeling, Lisa?
Just a cleansing wind.
Mm-hmm.
A cleansing wind that went through me, and just very peaceful.
Okay, we're reaching way up and opening that eighth chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You were about to say.
No, I just feel a reconnection, you know.
Yeah, we're opening that eighth chakra and spreading it wide to just let the source light flow in, and you know, just go ahead and drop that energy into the earth so that it's straight from source all the way through you and into the earth plane. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Laura.
Have we lost Laura? Just 1 minute. I'll just check she's still on air.
Yes, I'm here.
I thought I lost you.
I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Are you feeling any change in your leg pain? Anything shifting?
I'm actually standing and walking around, and I haven't sat down. That's normally when I feel it. But I'm open to have it being healed, and I'm just praying that that's what's going to happen. And I haven't sat down because I've just been inspired to stand.
Okay, that's a good thing. Then following your inspiration, trusting yourself is so important, honestly. And just knowing, because, you know, the healing doesn't stop when we hang up the phone, you know, or the show. This is something where your higher self is your, you know, ever-present self. It is you. It's not somebody outside of you. Your higher self is you in all your glory and wisdom. You know, your true whole light self. And it will continue to bring you what you need when you ask and open to receive it. And the healing will continue.
Thank you.
And when you've received it, say thank you and take it for granted that it will happen.
Absolutely. Oh. Because as soon as you introduce doubt or fear, you
I don't doubt you. I've seen the magic of your...
Yeah, I'm talking about to the callers, I mean the audience. You know, if you introduce doubt and fear, you've lowered your frequency out of the love vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You've entered your mind,
right,
and you've created a disconnect. So it's a little bit like when we drop a call, and then you got to get back in that love vibration. Call spirit, call your higher self, call love in, and reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Lisa.
All right. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much for your call, Lisa.
Okay, thank
Hope
you.
Hope to see you again soon.
Good
okay,
evening.
Then. Bye. And you can always call back another time and tell us how you went on. And now we do have area code 512, been waiting online for quite a while. So could we ask you what your name is, please? 512. Area code 512. Are you still there? Hello? They may be just listening and maybe don't want to speak, or maybe they've popped offline just for a minute. I'll put them back on hold a minute and get them back in a minute. And in the meantime, we'll bring on area code 201. Are you there, area code 201? Hello, you're live on air with Laura. What's your name?
My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey, and Laura, I still resonate with what you said. I have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, and I have no life.
Right. It's a journey of, I've come to understand it as excavating the soul. You know, I just felt so disempowered to be the person I wanted to be, raising my twin children, that you don't not take care of a child when they need it, much less two children. And it was just the hardest thing I've ever done. I had never hit a limit before, but boy, did it bring me crashing. But I want to tell you, there's purpose in everything. And it's hard to see when you're smack in the middle of it, you know, but it led me to where I am and who I am now. And just don't give up. Believe in yourself and get that fire energy saying, no, I will not do this. I will accept it for today, but I will find another way. I will find my way through this, and I will supersede. And I want you to pay attention to that word because they're giving it to me. SUPERSEED. Now, it sounds like the word supersede put before, but what they told me is the light codes supersede all other programs. When they started bringing through all these light codes and light languages. So you're going to bring in a template, a program of healing, meaning you're going to heal yourself. You're going to come through this, and it's going to supersede all other programs, come before and give you something to seed more love in the world. Do you see? Are you there? I'm hearing
there,
sort
Maria?
Of a, I'm hearing a little click, click, click.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Me too. It's not me.
Okay.
It's just on the line, I think.
So, Maria, let's send you some healing, but I also want you to get a multidisciplined approach going, because by the time you're really at that level of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, you have a number of physical, biological systems out of whack. And, you know, get to work with a naturopath who can really know his stuff and can help you rebuild your systems, your immune system, your sleep system. You know, you've got to be getting sleep. And, you know, working with the physical body as well as the emotional, mental, and spiritual simultaneously and all together as one. So let's bring you through.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot. And this past.
You know what? I can't hear you because of this click, click, click. It's breaking up your continuous speaking.
Okay.
Now start again, please.
I had a little bit of a, I got better. I got better, and I was able to do things more and get out and do things. And this past year, I got a little bit of a relapse. And it's not to the level that it was a few years ago, but it's still at the point that one day I feel good, I can get out and do things, and the next day I'm tied up. I can't, you know, I can't do what I usually do. And I also have digestive issues now.
Okay.
I have.
Okay. I want to tell you just from my own survey, if you will, from myself and other people I met with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, every single one of us, without exception, felt trapped in our life circumstances. So you're going to want to look at that. There were issues with self-blame or blaming others, unforgiveness, resentment, you know, that feeling that you're trapped and you can't get, you can't get out of the circumstance, whether it's
okay.
a job, a marriage, you know, you're taking care of children, but the demands on you and your life feel imposed. And I want to remind you that we're powerful beings. Nothing is imposed, but we can carry a perception. Like what my guides taught me is you've always had the power, even if the way you chose to express it was by giving it away.
Okay.
You see? So I had to really work with some self-forgiveness and self-acceptance and self-love. And, you know, in fact, one of my CDs is focused on all that, you know, because it's really what we need, release and allow. You know, so it's about surrender, allow, trust, receive, and transform. Start now, S-T-A-R-T. And I have a CD that is just called The Light Language, and it offers a lot of what I'm telling you about here. But for the moment,
okay.
with you on the line, let's send some healing to you and anyone else. You know, these chronic conditions can be so hard when they last ongoing and you think there'll never be an end to it. It can just
right.
be so defeating. So I want to just remind you to be inspired and to start looking at your life and where are you giving your power away and where can you revitalize yourself? What makes you tick? What gives you energy? Because fibromyalgia tends to have like a leaky energy field. And if you can get in some sort of energy healing class or system where you learn how to work with your own chakra system and your own energy field, or listen to this thing I'm posting every day for free, for sure, A Daily Dose of Love on my website. You can sign up. But start.
I just did. Okay.
Okay, good. Start sealing your energy field because people with fibromyalgia have like holes in their energy field. It's weak and it leaks energy. So like you could go to a healer and they can do brilliant work and you feel great and you'll go out and garden or run to the stores and do all that stuff you can't do normally. And then you're going to deplete yourself. Because you're going to burn up everything. So you have to learn how to seal your field every day by doing your own self-healing and fill yourself by being in meditation and bringing in that divine light from above and also that earth energy that brings chi and vitality. And breath is so important for that chi and vitality. So those are some secrets I'm handing over, some tips, okay?
Okay,
so
thank you.
Let's just send you some energy here. Ale e sakai, omakai, eleki, aliko, takasa, hatatatatatatatata, hosha, 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 hatatatata, ha, hokaiwa hoshi, shiano kaiwa kotekasi kaiwa, mahasa, eohatako, shebe e sakai, omakai, olakai. Okay, I'm going to also ask you right now to be willing to release anything that doesn't serve you, any guide, angel, energy, or entity that is no longer, that, like, say you're in an overwhelmed situation when you're a kid and you don't know how to ask for that help or whatever, but at a soul level, you might be calling for help. So you might get survivor guides, but they're not really appropriate now like they were when you were 12, say. So we want to start moving out all those beings who, in aspects of you and energies and entities that might have come to you at a time when your vibration was low and desperate and clingy or needy, you know, and you're like calling out to the universe, help, right? And we want to get you in this now with what is your current team, your higher self, your guides and angels, your the team that you're really supposed to be working with in this current now in time, okay? Ale, alo, so I want you to give permission for that shift, that transformation, okay? Because it doesn't mean they're bad. When I say entities, I don't necessarily mean bad, but you may have a whole slew of guides that you called in to help you that are just taking up space now that aren't right for you anymore.
Okay.
Okay? All right, so giving permission to have everything cleared and just be fully present with that which is perfect for you in this current, you know, your legally incarnated soul.
Hello?
Ma. And this is a great one for everyone listening. Offer this to yourself to clear and release. And, you know, it's like going to the basement or the closet and getting rid of all that stuff. It doesn't mean that stuff was ever bad. It just means it's not who you are or where you are now. So give permission to clear it all out and start fresh now. Aki alokai wa komakai eleki aloko takasa om. Aleki aloko takasa. Woo-hoo! Woo! Do you feel that shift? Man alive. We are just clearing up, and my hands are going in these semicircles from both sides, up and clearing the eighth chakra open. Up and open, up and open. This doesn't have to take time or be work. Akiawa koshiawa kolakai. Ala ela ama a ala kia lokaya om 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 om. Ale alo ala ama ana om. Let the joy in. Let the peace in. Let the love in. Let the light in. Ama ala ama ala ama ala om. Ale alo ala. Ama, Ana. How you feeling?
Oh my God, I feel so light.
Awesome. Life can be joyous. It can be easy. It can be effortless. Trust yourself and live from your authentic nature and see what doesn't show up to teach you a better way. Okay?
Wow. Yeah. I want to feel like this every day.
Yeah, and go sign up for a Daily Dose 11. You'll get those energies every day. I don't know how long it'll last. We're 6 months in. I don't know. I'm going to do it till Spirit says we're done. It's complete, and now do something else.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, joy and peace be yours.
Well, thank you, Marie, if you call.
And, you know, I'm doing this new work with the Holy Spirit that is unbelievable. And incredibly powerful, and it's brand new for me, and I'm still exploring it. So if, you know, you guys want to call, have a session, you know, we'll see what it does. And it's so transformative in such a pure, I mean, it's just so pure, it brings me to my knees in tears because it's so touchingly pure. And I really have this idea that instant healing can happen through this energy because of that.
Yes, it can.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for your call, Maria, and I'll put you back on hold if you want to continue listening. And I'm just going to try area code 512 again because we've been there a long time and I'm not sure if they wanted to speak. So thanks so much. And if we have Laura on again soon, you can always call us and tell us how you're going on. All right.
I think she's muted.
No, she's not. I haven't muted yet.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot for your call, Maria. Call us back sometime, you know, soon. Okay, then. We'll try area code 512 once again. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
My name is Jean.
Hi,
hello,
Jean.
How may we honor you today?
Where are you calling from, Jean?
I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Woo, I was just there. I love Austin. We had the best time there. We might look to move there someday.
That's a wonderful city, and it's very special, and I'm very blessed to be here.
Yeah, there's a big light community there. We tripped across it.
Yes.
Yeah. What can we do for you today?
I have this huge desire to move forward, but sometimes I feel like foggy, like putting resistance on myself, so I'm open to anything.
Okay. What they're showing me as you say that is, you know how you have a big old ship and it comes into dock and they put those ropes around the metal things on the dock so the ship won't drift away? So
yes.
You're saying you want to go on a cruise, but you're not undoing the ropes. So you have to let go of what you're attached to and everything you think you know and want and desire, and you got to trust. Because you want to captain this ship and you don't actually want to let go of the rope, you know, but you can't go out and have a big adventure, you know, while you're still attached to the dock. So I'm going to just ask you to give permission to let that rope go and see where the adventure takes you. You willing?
Yes.
Okay, anyone in the audience willing, join us. Open your heart to receive that which is in your highest and best good for your current incarnation, for your current now, and let everything else go. Because all of the rest is expectation, judgment, attachment, programming, beliefs, feelings, all that, you know, stuff. And that's not where you're new. That's not where you're next is going to come from. or it will come from that if you don't let it go. It'll just be, you know, a pattern that continues. But if you let that go, your new and next is going to come from your now. And I'm going to tell you a cute, I don't know about cute, it's a pretty profound story. I was recently meditating and my guides were clearing some energy out, and I said, you know, they told me they were releasing the wisdom of the ages. And I'm like, now wait a minute, that's got to be, you know, the wrong thing to do. Aren't I here trying to recover the wisdom of the ages by remembering those ancient times? And they said, no, because the wisdom of the ages came from those people in the age of, you know, those times, the ancient times, being plugged into their now and downloading it from source in that now. So yes, many people are awakening and remembering, and that's a beautiful thing. But the next step is to let go of your attachment to the past and remembering and be fully present and download from source here now. Do you see? So what they said is we're removing the wisdom of the ages and we're bringing in the wisdom of the ageless. How cool is that?
It's really cool.
Isn't it? So that's our next, you know, journey, is to not have to reference ourselves through the past, but reference ourselves through our own true light as we are in that column of light, our I Am Presence, you know, our higher self, our I Am Presence, God Source. It's all one column of light. And when we source ourselves from source, we don't need the past and future. We just need to be here now, and we'll have everything we need. So let's focus on letting go of the ropes and turn on the engines and let this boat drift away from the dock and see where it takes you.
Okay.
Ote esaka. It takes me right into your heart, darling. Aliki aliko takasa amakai. Aliki aliko takasa. Your heart wants to captain the ship. Ele esakai amakasa. I mean, do you feel this joy? I can hardly talk because I'm smiling so big. Aki awa kota kasikaiawa. Omakai aliki aliko ta. Habakai aliki aliko ta. Hamakai aliki aliko ta. Hota ta 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 ta. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Iwa sakai, omakai, eleki, alokai, om. Uya, alea, ma, alea, oma, om. Akia, okai. And I'm going to ask you to do some forgiveness work with me now, okay? I forgive myself and all others.
I forgive myself and all others.
Everybody join with us. This is really powerful. It's from Archangel Michael. I forgive myself and all others, all harm done.
All good is done.
Real and imagined.
Real and imagined.
Across all time and space.
Across all time and space.
And all expressions of my being.
And all the presence of my being.
I am love.
I am love.
I am truth.
I am truth.
I am the light.
I am the light.
And so it is.
And so it is.
All right. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Take a deep breath. Soon, 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 soon. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. So open up your heart to trust life. Trust life to show up in a beautiful, prosperous, benevolent, supportive way for you.
Mm-hmm. And that message goes out to everyone out there.
Everybody, absolutely everybody. And as we as a collective hold this energy, it goes down into the grids of the earth, and everyone on the planet can pull it right up through their root chakra, because we did this here today. How cool is that? I just love the quantum.
Brilliant. And well, thank you so much for your call, Jean. And we're going to play a beautiful song that Laura requested, and we're running out of time for the show, so we'll put you back on hold. And if you want to call back in when Laura's on again, that would be great. Okay, thanks so much for your call, G.
Goodbye. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless. Okay, so here we go. We're going to play this beautiful song that you wanted. We haven't time for the video now, but we'll just play the song. It's Sanskrit, okay. The Lord's Prayer in Sanskrit. Beautiful.
It's Aramaic.
Aramaic. Beautiful. And I'd like to say goodbye and God bless on behalf of Laura and everyone in the chat room. A big cosmic kiss to you all. There you go. And next week we have Elijah Anderson. So please be here to hear him. A brilliant guest he'll be. And we'll have Laura back on hopefully in September. And I'd like to play out with a song that Cosmic Kiss was taken from. It's called Answer Cosmic Kiss. And this is my latest song. So goodbye and God bless everybody. Hope to see you next week. Thank you so much for being with us, Laura. And hope to see you all again soon.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Was fun. Thank you.
Thank you. That was brilliant. So so shall I put you down for the 22nd?
Yes, that's good. I just checked my calendar. Like I said, it's very likely that we will be somewhere out west by then.
Right,
we'll just find a Wi-Fi site and make it so.
Oh, brilliant.
Boy, the time really flew.
Doesn't it? It does every week, yeah.
Hard to believe
flies.
That was an hour and a half, you know.
I know. It just really flies. And, it was brilliant. And we just had enough callers. We didn't get the video done, but never mind. We played the song. So hopefully, next time we can maybe get you your meditation in, or I prefer it really when we get all the callers and
right.
And it helps them, you know.
Right. No, it's good. I always trust whatever happens in the moment is what it should be.
Yeah, that's it. We go with the flow.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thank you for blessing me and my life and coming into my life in that way.
Oh, thank you.
And I will look forward to, if you want to, you know, chat with me a little before the 22nd to prep up whatever we're doing and find out whatever I'm doing new at that point, we can.
Yeah, because I will need your theme for that show before
You'll need my what?
Theme, you know, for the link. The theme for the show link. Like, this time it was Humanity Rising, but you might want to choose a different theme next time.
Okay, well, yeah, Humanity Rising is really my overall website theme. So we can be more tuned into, like, a daily dose of love or, you know, the Holy Spirit Shekinah kind of work or something else. Who knows what I'll be doing by then.
Or the ocean, channeling the ocean.
Well, it's the dolphins and whales.
The dolphins, yeah.
Right. I haven't even started with the ocean languages, but I think that I'm going to be spending some time in Hawaii in the next couple year or two.
Yeah.
That's going to activate that. I've been told to go to Kona.
Wow.
So.
Brilliant.
Okay, then.
Okay. So thanks so much for your, presence and your help with everybody on the line.
Yeah.
And, the healing. It was fabulous.
Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Mm-hmm. Bye. All right, then. Thanks so much, then. Have a nice move.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.